Sometimes in our lives, we like to put everything in its container. And during the week, well, that's the work container. And on Saturday, well, that's the fun container. And then we have a little small container maybe on the shelf that is labeled God. And that's that 1 hour a week that we go to church. But God cannot be contained. And oftentimes for people who are living in the corporate world, boy, that God container and the work container, they come right up head to head and clash. And that's what today's guest found out. Eric Meyer is joining me today. His new book is The Catholic Company Man, Collisions of Faith, Catechism, and Company Meetings. Eric is joining me today to tell us more about how his worlds all collided together. Good morning, Eric. Thanks for joining us today on The Morning Blend.
Hi, Brenda. Thanks for having me. It's always exciting to talk about, you know, my sort of Catholic journey through the workplace, because you're right. I mean, you kind of get into this sort of Jekyll and Hyde moment where you're all week out on the road. I mean, I spent 25 years, you know, almost traveling every week, you know, and then you get home and you kind of dust off the work and put the bag down, and then you're a father, and then it's soccer and volleyball and yard work, and then boom, it's Sunday Mass, and then you're gone again. And there's a real separation of your, I guess, world, if you will. And for me, I just kept writing things down. I'd be on late flights for all these years and something interesting or divine would happen, and I'd write it down, and I'd go to the catechism or go to the scripture and try to make sense of it. And it kind of became this book that is hopefully a kind of an on-ramp for guys like me who were in church on Sunday in the pew, but maybe didn't think about it too much. But, you know, you start getting curious. You start thinking like, wait a minute, what are we doing this for? Well, the jump from that moment to reading like Aquinas or something is a pretty big leap, right? So I tried to just tell some stories that happened to me and introduce catechism and scripture and sort of concepts of our theology. And hopefully it's a curiosity for people like me.
Eric, you named the title of the book, The Catholic Company Man, and you came from this corporate background, a 20 plus year veteran. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, I've been in marketing and operations and sales, mostly in the pharmaceutical and biotech business for almost 30 years. And I've done everything from, you know, be the drug rep, if you will, the person visiting the doctors with the bag and the samples and the materials. And I've all the way up to running national teams, you know, nationwide, on brands or in operations or in nursing. So I've done a lot of things. And spent a lot of nights on the road and been to a lot of meetings where, you know, I've had more than one Ash Wednesday where you get up and try to find a church, and then, you know, you get back and everybody's wondering, why is there that dirt on your face?
You got some dirt up there, yeah.
Right? And there's been a couple times where I thought, you know what, I can't take it. I can't take the ridicule, and I wash it off. And then guess who ridicules me the rest of the day is the other Catholics that are like, what are you doing? You can't take that off. So, I've gotten a real edge. I was born and raised in the Catholic Church, and it just was one of these things, Brenda, that just never, no matter what I did, it just wouldn't let me go. Like God would like not let me go. I couldn't shake it. Mm. So I got to the point during all this corporate time that I really found myself thinking like, what am I doing on Sunday? And then what am I doing Monday to Thursday? And how, if I'm sitting there on Sunday, does this really, I mean, it's either all or nothing, right? I mean,
sure.
Think about Jesus as a businessman. In the first century, there was no Courtyard Marriott. There was no Starbucks. There was no Uber. There was no, I mean, deodorant for God's sakes, right? There was no startup capital, no venture, no nothing. And he had 12 guys, and he had the two biggest forces in the world, the Romans and the Jews, against him. And we're still talking about it? I mean, it's the ultimate success of a startup in the history of mankind.
Sure.
You know, with no resources, with nothing. So I just concluded this thing, I can't shake it. I got to find out more. And that's what led to all this.
If you are just tuning in, joining me this morning is Eric Meyer. His book is called The Catholic Company Man. In fact, he is himself a Catholic Company Man, Collisions of Faith, Catechism, and Company Meetings. So Well, many of us want to, you know, we get to the airport, we get through security, and then we sit down finally to just relax and wait. You would go through that, though, and you would find God moments. What can a Catholic learn in between flights that are delayed, canceled, and sometimes not very holy airports?
What a great question. This is what I've concluded. Just tell people you're Catholic in small talk. Like, you know, you're going to inevitably, maybe in an airport, maybe in an Uber, maybe at a hotel, in the bus, whatever. There's inevitably you're going to run into somebody interesting sitting next to them on the airplane, whatever. Everybody's willing to talk about their kids. Everybody's willing to talk about club volleyball. Everybody's willing to talk sports. Some people are willing to talk politics. But if you just say, oh, you know, I was at Mass on Sunday, or just interject your Catholicism, you would be shocked at the conversations that take place.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And I mean, we're supposed to be these dynamic and brilliant evangelists. Well, that's never been really my nature. I've always been sort of self-conscious about, you know, that sort of Jesus freak element. And I say that tongue in cheek. But if you just tell people where you are on Sunday, conversations happen. It's really interesting. Mm. And I've had many, many, many divine moments that started very small.
Oh, I love that. I have been on an Uber or two getting back and forth just from taking my car to be serviced. And they say, where are you going? I said, well, I'm going back to work. And they say, oh, well, where is that? And I said, oh, I work at a Catholic radio station. And there is always a follow-up question. So you are absolutely correct. People will ask you about that. That's some of what you will read about in Eric's new book, The Catholic Company Man. Well, I appreciate this. You know, before we go, you know, people write these books and you have these stories and lives, and well, people forget that there is a family behind you. Before we go, just remind us of, let us know about your family and kind of a project for God that you're working on too.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Brenda. So, I've been married for a long, long time. My wife and I, Heather, live in Moscow, Idaho, and we're very active at St. Augustine's Catholic Center, which is the Newman Center at University of Idaho, and a very dynamic young group of Catholics there. We have four girls. One of our girls is married. The other one's off and running in Chicago, working on a corporate job, and then we have two yet at home. And I'm, God willing, about a year away from being ordained as a deacon. I got 3 years in. We'll see if we can make it the fourth. But if my sense is there's so much to do. And like I said, I couldn't live on the fence anymore. I had to decide. And for me, the decision was clear that there's work to do. This faith is real. I want to be on the right side of it. So if God makes me a deacon, so be it.
Oh, so be it. And the graces that will pour out upon you, that just, you know, as a lay person now, the lives you are able to affect, well, God will pour out graces upon you even greater in your diaconate to touch even more people. Well, Eric, I appreciate your time so much today. Tell our listeners where they're going to be able to get a copy of The Catholic Company Man.
Yeah, great. It's available everywhere on kind of the typical search, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whatnot. I have a website called thecatholiccompanyman.com that has all the links to where the book can be found as well.
All right, perfect. Well, Eric, thank you so much. Thank you for your time today, and we will pray for you as you continue the journey towards the diaconate.
I appreciate that, Brenda. Thank you so much.
And again, that is Eric Meyer. So reminder, the name of the book is The Catholic Company Man, Collisions of Faith, Catechism, and Company Meetings. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get to the webpage and order a copy for yourself. You'll find that link on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com, and the Hail Mary Media app.